And one of the things I notice, and I have noticed indeed from coming to Newcastle over the years, is the increasing awareness of the Irish language here with the new Super Council. I'm just looking at some of the literature, and of course this has been a debate and a discussion in the past on the programme where the Irish language is listed first and then the English language after that. So when you look at the literature, you see something like Cóla Cantúir, Anuir, Murrin, Agus an Dún, Newry and Mourne District Council at the top of the leaflet, and I'm sure that's going to please my first guest, who's Ferdy McFaley, who's on the line. Ferdy, good morning.
Morning, Frank. How are you doing?
I am very, very well, sir. You've been doing some research about the Irish language, and it's a particular group that you represent that has a vested interest in the language north and south.
Fáil na Gaeilge is the statutory body set up arising out of the Good Friday Agreement. It's one of the north-south implementation bodies, and our role is the promotion of the Irish language throughout the island of Ireland, yes. So we have a particular interest in the language.
And is it, at this moment in time, a situation that you see where progress is being made in the acceptance of the language, particularly in Northern Ireland?
Well, we did some research in 2001, Frank, and we have repeated that research now in 2013. And if we look at the figures, there's been a 16% growth in those people who regard the language favourably in the north, and an 18% growth in those who regard the language favourably in the south. So it now stands at 45% of people who regard the language favourably in the north and 67% who regard the language favourably in the south. And I think that those figures show that the language is becoming more relevant to people, and that people regard the language as something that is important.
It is one thing, of course, to be favourable towards it. It's another thing to be able to speak it. A lot of people love the sound of the Irish language. They admire those who can get up and make a presentation or an acceptance speech in a bilingual capacity, but they can't speak a word of it themselves.
The challenge for ourselves in Fáil na Gaeilge and for all the Irish language groups is to turn that favourable regard which people have for the language into active usage of the language. And whether that usage is in terms of speaking it, in terms of reading it, in terms of... We fund an Irish language newspaper online, Tuaisceart.ie. It is as high a standard as any news service that is out there in the English language. And the figures that they have for usage are phenomenal. We also have a large percentage of the population who believe that Irish should be taught in schools. We have a large percentage. I mean, it's up 7% in the north from 2001. We have a large percentage of people who, if we look at the figures from 2013, those in the north with some knowledge of the language, who are an ability to use the language, is 14%. Now, it's obviously much higher in the south because of the education system. But 14% in the north is still a pretty high percentage of the population.
Yes, but just on that, with regards to the south, time and again, I'm in places, including Donegal, where you expect the language to be very much to the fore. And the youngsters give you the impression that it's foisted upon them. They're not mad keen to be Irish speakers.
If we look at the situation in schools, and it is changing somewhat, there is a perception out there that the language was, and we've all heard it, the language, you know, it was, I didn't want to learn it at school. But the approach to teaching the language has changed. It has now become a communicative approach. And the challenge for the Irish language organisations and for Fáil na Gaeilge is to provide opportunities for people to use the language, whether that be school kids at school, outside of the school, the opportunity to use it, whether it be for adults to use it. Because the number of people who actually have some knowledge of the Irish language and would use it if they were given the opportunities is phenomenal.
How much of an advantage has it been over the last decade, say, to have T.G. Cahir?
T.G. Cahir has played a large part in normalising the language, as indeed has Radio na Gaeltachta, as has Radio Fáilte in West Belfast, which we fund, as has Radio na Liffa, two community radio stations that we fund, one in Belfast, one in Dublin. The Irish Language Broadcast Fund, the use of Irish on the BBC, all of these have helped towards a normalisation of the language. Because the language is there, it's a living thing. People can now see that it's out there, that it's living, that there are people who use it day and daily, socially and in their work.
You see, I mentioned T.G. Cahir almost to compare it to the BBC. When you hear Irish on the BBC, you feel that's the corporation meeting its duty to the public. Whereas, T.G. Cahir is a set of programmes broadcasting in Irish all the time, covering, for example, Gaelic games that we love to watch.
They do great coverage of the National League, I'll give them that.
They do great coverage, but as someone who loves Gaelic football, who unfortunately doesn't speak Irish, even though I did an O-level in it, you know, sometimes I get frustrated because everything's in Irish on the screen. And I also get a similar frustration now when I go to some matches where everything's in Irish in the programme, the match programme, or on the scoreboard. Surely the best way is to have things in a bilingual capacity if you're going to totally encourage people to embrace and to engage.
Well, I'm glad to hear, Frank, you saying that you have been to matches where the programme has been totally in Irish. That's a new one on me. I was in Croke Park last Saturday as a very proud Tyrone man, and I didn't see that. And when substitutions are made, for example, it says, Unadi Erin Hiron, replacement or substitution on the Tyrone team. I can read numbers. So I don't need him to tell me what number's coming on the park in English. I can read the number. I know what the number is. And I think that it's things like that that become part of the normalisation process. I think, Frank, that what we really need here is, you say you did an O-level in Irish. You have simply forgotten how to use the language. And what you need to do is, you need to practice. It's like riding a bike, Frank. There's nothing to it once you get back up and learn how to practice it and learn how to do it. It's all part of a normalisation process for the language.
I have to say, it's one of my total regrets that I let it completely slip. It is a regret. Anything you learn, you should not dispose of as you go on.
Tashan so good. You can use whatever you have. Let's start now.
Well, I'm not even going to embarrass myself because I'll go back to Tamir, Tatu, Tashi, Tashir, Tamij, Tashim, Tashid. Do you know what I mean?
You're starting, at least you have a basis there.
I'm not going to embarrass myself beyond that. However, let's finally look again at Northern Ireland when it comes to embarrassment. I think this is a relevant term. We'll just have a listen again to an item that hit the news.
I know what you're going to play, this is politicians playing to the gallery. Please.
Okay. Well, let me just remind people of what that politician did actually say.
I'm going to call Mr. Gregory Campbell.
Curry my yogurt. Can cook a cooler.
How sickening was that for you?
I found it highly. Highly amusing that, he could, if I taught for a couple of years, his report card where I'm from would say, could do better. A total lack of respect. It didn't annoy me. It didn't enrage me. I just thought, typical, let's move on. Because he does not represent the majority of the people out there.
He, however, was making a point in relation to Sinn Féin's attitude to the Irish language, and he believes that they have made it into a political issue.
Okay, let's be honest about this, right? Politics is politics. I have no actor part in politics. I'm not here to talk politics. I'm here to talk about the language. The language, Frank, is the same as any other language, and we do it for all languages. French is the language of love. German is a militaristic language. Tell that to a Frenchman, tell that to a German. A language, any language, is very simply a series of grunts, sounds, which your ear has learned to interpret. And in much the same way as we say that French is the language of love, people will tell you that Irish belongs to the Catholic Nationalist Republican community. What a load of rubbish. The Irish language belongs to anyone who wants to belong to it. It is merely a means of communication. And it's when you put the baggage that you have in your head concerning not only Irish, but any language, then that language starts to have connotations. Apart from that, is merely a means of communication.
Mm-hmm. I suppose that the Linda Irvines of this world over in East Belfast would agree with you
absolutely.
On that one.
And can I just say that we are very pleased to say that we actively fund Linda and her work, and fair play to them, they're doing great work.
Okay, listen, thanks for talking to us about the research.
Good morning again.
Forrest na Gaeilge. Okay, God bless, thank you.
Good morning,
Slán. Indeed. Yes, all of that, Slán, I can get round through that. Gura mé agat, yeah, I can do that as well. But I'm never going to pretend that I can speak a language that I've long since lost. Maybe that should be my next project, to re-embrace the Irish language that I was able to be conversational with when I was but a lad of 16.